Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue, beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And from Common Ground Food Co-op, now at Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. Learn more on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brox heads south to Arthur, Illinois, and learns that there's a lot more to a pumpkin patch than prize winner pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns in our latest edition of In My Backyard.
This is Matt Condal, and he's about to tell you something I'm sure you didn't know.
What we have to realize is North America is the only place in the entire planet that has an orange pumpkin. So when we think of pumpkins, it immediately think of a harvestable jack-o'-lantern pumpkin. But that is not the case anywhere else in the world. Australia is blue, slate blue pumpkins. Japan is a dark, blackish pumpkin. France is a red pumpkin. South Africa is a flat white pumpkin, maybe a green pumpkin. You could go on and on and on, but no one else has this orange jack-o'-lantern pumpkin that we have.
I took a ride down Interstate 57 not long ago to investigate what was going on at the Great Pumpkin Patch in Arthur, Illinois. It's serious Amish country down there. Lots of laundry on the line and lots of horses and buggies. But it turns out it's also serious pumpkin country. The Condal family, who are not Amish, have been on their 200 acres in Arthur for six generations, since 1859, and have become legendary in downstate Illinois for their 63 acres and hundreds of varieties of pumpkins, gourds, and squash. There's also their so-called Wall of Squash, which has visited the White House, by the way, their homestead bakery, and other fun stuff you find in the nooks and crannies and various rustic outbuildings of the farm when you visit. Mac, who we just heard from a moment ago, is a hip young guy who wouldn't look out of place at an Avett Brothers show or a tech conference. When I say pumpkin farmer, a guy like him doesn't necessarily spring to mind. Turns out, he's a very degreed and extremely well-traveled expert on pumpkins, gourds, and squash, who, despite the fact he could have lived and worked just about anywhere on the planet, wanted to not just keep things going on the farm in Arthur, but to make them even better.
I was always, whether I was sitting in an econ class or whatever, I was always, how does this translate to pumpkins in Arthur, Illinois? And that's what I wanted to do, create things on our family land and, offer that up to the world.
He manages operations at the patch with help from his brothers, their families, his parents, and several other people extremely dedicated to what the Great Pumpkin Patch is all about, showing people you can take food literally from dirt to dessert in the same place, on the same property. Even though most of central Illinois only pays close attention to the patch at harvest time, dirt to dessert is serious business on the farm year-round. Three missions, one family, Matt calls it. Mission number one is the seeds. Mac's brother, Kit, started an heirloom seed company years ago, and Mac picked things up where Kit left off. These rare and pure pumpkin and gourd seeds come from seeds Mac sends to growers all over the country who have the space to grow them out and protect them from cross-pollination with other varieties. Mission number two is that 63-acre pumpkin patch. There are four species of pumpkins and squash, but hundreds of varieties. Between May and mid-July, they plant out thousands of plants, many of them heirlooms, many of them plants that will yield jack-o'-lanterns and giant prize-winner pumpkins. Their soil is healthy, Mac says, due to a three-year crop rotation system, and this year's drought has even been good for some of the varieties.
Your Kushaws are a mixta, and that's a Southwest U.S. of A. sort of Native American variety, and they absolutely love the heat. And so we have never had such a good Kushaw crop, and they are bigger than ever. No marks on them, no, disease, and they're going to be amazing. Whereas Maximas, which are like your buttercups and the big fleshy stem, the big heart-shaped leaf, they like a little cooler and a little wetter. So last year we had quite a bit of rain in the early summer, and which was great, and the Maximas were outstanding. They're not as good as the mixtas this year.
Mission number three is the bakery, the dessert part of the equation. The young women in the bakery use ingredients off the farm whenever possible during the season, and those baked goods get out into the world via their own shop and some farmers markets. The drought has lifted. Fall's dropping some pretty big hints lately. It feels good to get outside, get out of town a bit, breathe some fresh air.
When the football starts being thrown around and you get that first 45-degree night where you're like, ooh, jeans feels good, that's when it's pumpkin time, and we're certainly coming upon that now.
In my backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.